After its fishing was finished and its air supply renewed, I thought the Nautilus would resume its underwater excursion, and I was getting ready to return to my stateroom when Captain Nemo turned to me and said, without further preamble, "Look at this ocean, Professor! Doesn't it have the actual gift of life? Doesn't it experience both anger and affection? Last evening it went to sleep just as we did, and there it is, waking up after a peaceful night. No hellos or good mornings for this gent. You would have thought this eccentric individual was simply continuing a conversation we'd already started. See," he went on, "it's waking up under the sun's caresses. It's going to relieve its daily existence. What a fascinating field of study lies in watching the play of its organism. It owns a pulse and an arteries. It has spasms, and I side with the scholarly Commander Maury, who discovered that it has a circulation as real as the circulation of blood in animals." I'm sure that Captain Nemo expected no replies from me, and it seemed pointless to pitch in with, "Ah, yes, exactly," or "How right you are." Rather, he was simply talking to himself, with long pauses between sentences. He was meditating out loud. "Yes," he said, "the ocean owns a genuine circulation, and to start it going, the Creator of all things has only to increase its heat, salt, and microscopic animal life. In essence, heat creates the different densities that lead to currents and countercurrents. Evaporation, which is nil in the high Arctic regions and very active in the equatorial zones, brings about a constant interchange of tropical and polar waters.